This is SBS Audio.
Hello, malam ni saya dijemput ya ke sambutan anugerah Top 100 Multicultural Innovation Business Leaders. Dan apa yang menarik, ianya dianjurkan oleh seorang warga Malaysia. Dan mana tahu ya, antara pemenangnya juga dari Malaysia. Jadi ini dia salah seorang pemenang ya, Top 100 Multicultural Innovation Business Leaders dari Malaysia, Janice Chu ya.
Yes, Janice Chu. Saya nama Janice Chu. Saya ada tu financial planning business.
Jadi masa kat Malaysia dulu Janice buat apa?
Saya dulu dekat Kuala Lumpur. Saya kerja dari
apa?
Kuala Lumpur.
Kerja apa?
Yeah. Saya di sini sudah 24 tahun.
Oh, jadi mula bekerja di Australia ya.
Saya finish studying di dekat uni sini Monash and then started working, you know, as accountant. And then accountant, then saya sudah after finish accountant punya role 5 years, saya berjadi to financial planner.
Jadi jadi saya tanyalah, apakah rahsia kejayaan orang-orang migran pendatang ke negara ini? Apa rahsia kejayaan Janice ya?
Okay.
Your tips.
My tips, right? Yeah. You have to be continue to improve yourself. So then only you'll be able to achieve what you want.
Yeah.
And also at the same time you have to look after your, you know, your health, you know, being balanced, you know, in your life. So not just rajin, tapi pun mesti
sihat
pun ya.
Kalau berjaya banyak duit tapi tak sihat tak best ya.
Betul. I agree. Yeah. So you know you sihat, then you pun rajin, tetapi you boleh ada goal, okay?
Yeah.
Goal is the number one in life. So you have to achieve your goal, not just to build wealth. And also build your health, right?
Satu saranan yang bagus daripada Janice. Janice, tahniah ya Janice.
Terima kasih.
Ya? Okay, dari Malaysia.
Yeah.
Okey, bersama saya ya, ialah seorang lagi warga dari Malaysia ya, Francis Goh ya. Francis, tanya, congratulations. So, you won an award tonight. What's that for?
So tonight, I'm really honoured to have received an award for the top 100 elite multicultural businesses in the category of business and innovation and entrepreneurship.
Perniagaan apa? What business are you?
So, I represent One Roof, which is an entrepreneurship community specifically for women who own businesses.
Apakah rahsia kejayaan golongan-golongan migran yang datang ke negara ini? Kenapa mereka berjaya dalam perniagaan, dalam bisnes? Why?
Yes. Great question. I believe that it is the resilience and the journeys and the lessons of migrants to Australia that really enrich their experience and ability to contribute to their businesses, the economy and the country that they're in. And so it's so special to be representing multicultural Australia and contribute to this wonderful country.
Yeah, sebab Francis pasti tahu apa yang she's talking about. Yeah, sebab Francis is on the board of the Malaysia-Australia Business Council. Eh? Francis dah berapa lama di Australia, Francis? Berapa tahun?
Sorry.
The Australia. How long have you been in Australia?
So I was actually born in Australia.
Oh, you were born in Australia. Our family, that Malaysia dari mana?
Yes. So my mom is from Penang and my dad is from Malacca.
Oh, ya ka. Jadi, baba ke? Baba nyonya?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. Francis, tanya eh, Francis eh. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
There you are. Ini dia yang cantik, yang anggun ya, Ratu Universe, Mrs. Universe 2025, Diana Sanchez. Diana, first of all, looking lovely tonight.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Yes, and Diana is our neighbor from the Philippines. Yeah?
Yes, I am from Philippines, and, but I live here in Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, and how long have you been in Australia?
I've been here for more than 16 years now.
And yes. You're enjoying yourself?
Of course, this is my home as yeah. well.
So you were crowned Mrs. Universe this year. Yeah?
Yes, I've just recently been crowned as the new Mrs. Elite Mrs. Universe Official 2025. Just this October 2025.
Oh, really? Yes. So what does that involve? What are some of the duties that you have to undertake as the new Elite Mrs. Universe 2025?
So we have an advocate, a human rights advocate. So we have so many nationalities all over the country that have joined, and one of them is I've represented Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, nice. And tonight, you are here to pick up what award?
I'm here to pick up the Innovation in Business Award.
Okay, all right, nice. And this is the crown for the Mrs. Universe.
This
yeah?
is a different crown. This
oh,
is
different
a
crown.
This is a, like yes, this is a different achievement for me apart from my business because I'm an entrepreneur as well as I'm a beauty,
okay,
beauty queen.
Right. Can I ask you, is it heavy?
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, heavy is the head that wears the crown. They
yes.
say. Diana Sanchez, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And
nice meeting you.
May your reign as Mrs. Universe 2025 will be glorious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you. Thank you, everyone.
Ini dia warga Malaysia, warga dari Johor yang menganjur semua ini yang memulakan Top 100 Multicultural Innovation Business Leaders. Kavita Chandra, tanya ada Kavita.
Thank you so much, SBS Malaysia. We really appreciate you.
Tapi, you tak bangga ke? You yang mula.
Pure bangga. Because hari ini saya bangsa daripada Malaysia and today kita menyambut 27 negeri sama. It's very hard, tapi I did it.
Yeah. Okay, orang nak panggil Kavita. Kavita, pergi ke pentas. Tanya Kavita. Thank you. Kavita sibuk. Dia kena naik ke pentas untuk memberi penganugerahan. Tanya kepada Kavita Chabra. Warga Malaysia dari Johor dan kini berjaya di Australia. Itu dia ya, sambutan masih lagi lancar dan masih lagi berterusan ya. Dan tanya kepada semua pemenang-pemenang Top 100 Multicultural Innovation Business Leaders ya. Dan itu dia bukti kejayaan golongan-golongan migran yang kini memanggil Australia, khususnya Victoria, negara mereka, rumah mereka. Dengan itu, sekian dari SBS Bahasa Melayu. Saya Zaini Ahmad.